WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Let's take a moment to note two people who have recently passed away. The first is television writer, producer, and director Bruce Paltrow, who died Wednesday at age 58. To many, Paltrow and his wife, actress Blythe Danner, may be best known as the parents of their Oscar-winning daughter, Gwyneth Paltrow. But Bruce Paltrow, the man behind the TV series The White Shadow and Saint Elsewhere, deserves to be remembered fondly by anyone who cherishes quality television. In those two series, especially Saint Elsewhere, Paltrow broke all the rules of dramatic series television. People died without notice. Outrageous comedy butted right up against gut-wrenching drama. Actors, writers, directors, everybody got a chance to learn, stretch, and grow, and TV grew a lot as a result. The people Paltrow trained all went on to maintain that quest for innovation and quality. Actors like Denzel Washington and David Morse, directors like Thomas Carter, producers like Tom Fontana and Mark Tinker. Paltrow was a great guy who did great work, and his legacy lives on in such series as NYPD Blue and The Sopranos. We also learned that jazz pianist Ellis Larkins died last Sunday at the age of 79. He was a respected accompanist who recorded with a number of vocalists, most prominently Ella Fitzgerald. Producer Chris Ellis wrote that Larkins, quote, shares with Teddy Wilson the distinction of being one of the few pianists who can complement the work of a singer. Knowing just the right phrase to play to give the singer a perfect springboard, filling in such a manner that the line of music thought is perfectly carried on, and even more importantly, never playing too much and getting in the singer's way. He recorded this with Ella Fitzgerald in 1950. Come soon. Fitzgerald with pianist Ellis Larkins, recorded in 1950. Larkins passed away last Sunday at the age of 79. This is Fresh Air.